Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fantasy, hit the Diva Squad. 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 Angie. 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 Rachel. 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 And T. 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 T.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbait. It's Butterbait.
GQ Palace. Radio. GQ Palace.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad. Chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy.
GQ Palace Radio.
Wednesdays, 7 to 9, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio Station. Loving it, loving it.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
The Diva Squad. Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah, yeah.
Rachel and Ian. It's Butterbait.
the Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Coming like 3 minutes, so
right.
Wow. Yeah, well, and you know it's hot. It's hot. It's super hot down there.
Yes, it's sticky hot. It's ghetto muggy
it's
hot.
It's the humidity. And we're waiting just now till the skies open up and that thunder and stuff start clapping like it was the other night.
Woo.
Yeah, yeah. And I was driving in that mess. Boy,
oh, yeah, I was
that,
too.
Well, listen,
was
when
too.
The lightning struck, it scared the mess out of me the first time. I'm like, whoa.
That's why
I had to hold on to the wheel.
I'm going to stay put because I know I'm not going to be able to make it. Because I know it's going to come down by the time I even try to get on 280 to go home. So I'm going to stay put, you know.
Yeah. But what I was going to say, we won't have Diva Mail tonight. But we are going to do like a little recap for a little bit, you know, because you and Maurice wanted to, you know, get back into these topics.
From last week, yes.
From last week.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, if you want to, I don't even remember which one that you really was into.
The one that we were talking about was, you know, I think the one we were talking about, something about, if the children, like, you know, their parents dating, start to dating, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
being selfish.
Because
you was.
And, you know, like I said, I was sharing with Rachel, you know, that's going to take a lot of, I'm not even going to lie, that's going to take a lot of growing for me. You can call me selfish. You, you know, that's going to take a lot of growing for me because it's just like, you know, that's, because I'm definitely, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm definitely am gonna be selfish because there's no way, no way.
Because you're not used to your mother, you know.
I'm not used to this.
Right.
I'm
not
used to
and it's gonna take some getting used to. It is gonna take some getting used to because you're your father. You know what I mean? And it's, you
and
know what?
And
it's
sorry,
not like he's not taking your father's place because
he can't. Oh, no, I'm not worried. I know I'm not. He would never, ever be able to walk in those footsteps. That's not what I'm even worried about.
I know,
and I'm
that's
not, like,
right.
my mother has male friends. Like, you know, like, my, she has friends, but, you know, they, like, you know, but this one was like, I'm like, and then, you know, she not hitting because, you know, we're going on vacation the week of the 8th, and, you know, that week right here. So she was like, oh. You know, my sister just mentioned, like, you know, we've been trying something about a barbecue Saturday. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to play in the family. She said, no, we've been invited to some barbecue. And I'm like, I hope it is not. She was like, oh, yeah, you know that. I said, oh, that's a phone call message I left. She said, oh, that's the guy. I was like, told you. She was like, oh, no.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but, I mean, you know,
you still
like I'm saying, regardless, it's
going
to take you time.
Okay.
But, you know,
it's going to
take you a long time.
It's going to take me a long time, see. I probably got to be married. I already got my fourth child.
Oh, girl. It ain't going to take that long.
Are you talking about me forever then?
Yes. It'll be quicker. It'll be quicker than you think. You know what I'm saying? Because
she couldn't stop laughing. She could not stop laughing when I said that. She said, Kim, how long is it going to take you? I said, if I wouldn't have my fourth child, she said, you know what? I ain't messing with you.
You know what?
You're
crazy.
When you notice how happy your mother is, you know, you're still going to be in your feelings.
But she's happy. I mean, I'm just, that's the thing that's cool. She's happy. I'm like, you know, I'm like, now, y'all, I'm like staring at my mother. Like, every Sunday in church, like, she's getting up and she's like, you know, whatever, you know, she's coming around. I'm just like looking at my mother like, you know, you look for something different. I'm like, she's the same person. It's like, I'm in church, y'all, analyzing my mama in church.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, she came around, I was like, And I was sharing, my cousin was sitting next to me. I said, guess what? And I was telling her about, I heard her laughing, but I thought she was talking to somebody and, you know, whatever. And I get a little closer.
Uh-huh.
She was like, shut up, kid. I was like, this is my man, y'all. I was like, this is a
so,
it's like,
How long has it been since your father hasn't been there? Been, you know.
3 years. It's 3 years. It's 3 years. It was 3 years this May. May 3rd, 3 years.
Wow.
But again, like T was saying, you know what? Once when you see your mom truly happy, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna make you happy. You know what I mean? Even to the point, even if you're not dealing with her new man or whatever all the time, you know what I'm saying? But you're gonna find yourself.
Andy, you don't have to say her new man.
Andy, use that new man loosely because she ain't having no man.
Well, her new friend. I'm sorry. Her new friend.
Okay.
You'll
okay,
find yourself
to,
being a little more cordial only because it makes your mom happy. Only because it makes your mom happy. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? And she, you know what's so funny about it? Like, and I've been going through my mother's phone before this even happened. I've been in my mother's phone, like seeing, like, you know, my she texts you about something, but I don't know, check my phone. So it's not nothing new. But now, y'all, when I go and go home, I look like in her phone, like to see, like, any messages, she, like, her calls and everything. And it's not like I said, I was, but now I'm more frequently. Hmm. And I'm, like, seeing, like, you know, my mother put her phone on the table, and she said, oh, it's so weird. I think it's, look at this. The sitting room key, I saw going, I was like, oh, here it is right here. And I'll sit right there, and I'll look at her message of, like, voicemail. It's her voicemail. It's not like she going to say nothing because I'm checking her voicemail. I've been checking her voicemail. But y'all can see me now. I'll just be, like, glued. Like, I'm glued.
And that is saying like you, the mama, instead of her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like she the mama.
That's what my cousin said. Well, Kia, is it Aunt Sarah the mother? I was like, yeah, I know. But I just can't face the fact that, you know, and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you right now, my sister like, Kia, this little sister's like, but my brothers are aligned with me. They like, you make sure you tell mommy, like, white, orange, like, y'all ain't got to worry about that. Y'all know I'm glued to her. I'm glued to her hip.
Yeah, that's how we know that you're gonna eventually get over that because you're with
I'm
your mom. You ride
friend.
With your mom regardless. You know
what
I'm saying?
Like I said, like I said, for me when I had that fourth child, so it'll be okay.
Oh, wow, Kia, stop it.
You'll be too busy watching the first three.
Uh-huh. Her and her friend.
You won't have no time. She don't have no time to be, you know, she be taking her grands with her to Carolina or to whatever. She be busy.
So, Kia.
Yes.
What would you do in a situation like that if your mother came to you and told you she wanted to get remarried? What would you do?
Oh,
right.
I mean, it's illogical.
Hey,
I'm
going to be passed out first. Let me pass out. I'm not even going to lie. I'm be passed by, and I'm gonna tell her. I don't think you should get married. I don't think you should get. I mean, we don't even know this person. Where's this person from? Have we even vetted him? We haven't checked him out yet.
So, she don't know him.
Well, I'm just saying to you, I gotta know him.
What? Now you're making excuses, Kia. That sounds like an excuse to me. If they go to the extreme of marriage, I hope she does know him. You understand what I'm saying?
I
have a logical question, you know, because what if she really get into him like that, you know? I'm sure you wouldn't look at your mother differently. You would be hurt.
I'm not gonna look at my mother differently, but you know what? And how do I say it? My mother and I have a great relationship. So you know, in the fact that I'm her baby girl. I'm her baby. So anywhere my mother has to go, I'm gonna bring Kia with me because you know I'm gonna tell Kia to come. You know, but I'm the one who always have to go with my mother somewhere. Like you know, I'm gonna see Kia. You know,
right.
Or my brother could call from somebody and say, well, you want to go with mommy? I was like, yeah. So, yeah, make sure you take my hair. Don't let mommy drop you. I'm going to take her. You know, so it's always me. So it's like, you know, I would hope she would like, and I don't think I was, because my sister asked me, was you rude? I'm like, well, no, I just stood there. She introduced me. I just stood there, like, looked at him. Like, you know, how we to have this conversation so you can go so we can leave. You know, that type of look.
Wow.
I'm going to answer with you. So I just like looked at him. I just looked at my mom, and I'm like, I want to say, well, mom, who is he? And she was saying, you know, she belongs to a lot of social clubs, like you know, very clubs that you know they have like a lot of scholarship dinners, a lot of you know, women leagues and stuff like that. So this is where she knows this guy from.
I was also gonna, which we didn't touch on. Last week, but one of the topics also was, what would you do if your children stop associating with you because of your mate? Would you leave that mate? That's somebody that
somebody don't have respect. Oh no, I would never. Oh my God, I'm gonna tell you that I'm every breath of my mother. I really am. It's like if my mother, my mother broke her knee, but how she broke her knee, she broke her knee off out my mother's. My brother got the rail, so when he opened his door, his rail opened.
Uh-huh.
We was, my mother had left. She wasn't waiting for me because we was at a repat at one of my granny's at the house. So my mother said, I'm going to go home and go. Keith's going to go up there because Keith's got to get some. I said, okay, you're going to wait for me? She said, no. I was like, okay. So she fell. It's like I was sick the whole entire time.
Wow.
The fact that when I got there, when my brother called me, said we had to be, I said, mommy, what happened? Oh, mommy, go out. She said, like,
wow. Well,
said,
you know what? You know, but you know what that the lesson in that is, listen, as much as we would like to be there to protect our loved ones all the time, we can't. You understand
yeah.
what
I know.
I'm saying? Things do
yeah.
happen.
Things
do happen that are out of our control. We
well,
just
right,
got to learn how to endure it. We have to learn how to deal with it when situations do arise.
Well,
you
Andy,
know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's
Andy,
not like you don't have
you
to
think,
feel bad.
You
so.
Would think that, but just the fact that my other brothers didn't sit well with that because, you know, they were really angry at my brother because they think it was he must have got distracted because he said, first of all, you should have been opening the door, been around here, and helping mommy out the truck. So, you know, they didn't want to hear what he had to say. I mean, they didn't want to hear. What's my, they said, like, what's my other brother got there? He was like, how did my fall? And he was like,
wow.
I didn't pay attention. She just took up the listening. But, yeah, when she was down, it's like everybody, it's like when my mother gets sick, everybody, like, don't know what to do. Like, Ma, you okay? I like Ma. I call my mother like, Ma, you okay? Okay. Ma, you all right? Okay. Ma, you okay? Ma, you?
Yeah.
All right.
That's yeah. I love a close-knit family. You know,
I have a close-knit family. I'm glued.
That's like,
glued.
You know, my family. All we have
yeah.
is each other. You know,
yeah,
it's
right.
like
right.
two girls and five boys. And we haven't had a family reunion, and I don't know when, for the simple fact, you know, like most of, like, all of my father's brothers and sisters are deceased. All of my mother's side is deceased.
Wow.
So we're gonna like the cousins and everything like that. I think we might have one or two aunts left, you know, from the marriages from my mom and dad's side. And we're gonna have like a reunion next month. And I just feel so excited, like.
Yeah.
Really, I'm probably going to meet some people that I never, ever met.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know.
And you should.
And when it comes to my brothers and my sister, God knows. I'm almost like you, Kia. That's like my sister. She probably, Kathy probably haven't had a man since she had her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter, 23. You know, and I don't know. I would feel strange if she was to end up, you know, with a husband or something like that, you know, because I'm so used to her not being with somebody.
Uh-huh.
But in the same token,
shoot,
I would be very happy for her.
I'm trying to find my mama husband.
Wow. Well, I ain't trying to find mine.
I ain't lying. I'm trying to find the one.
Divas, hold the line. We got to bring on two more callers, then we'll get back into it.
Okay.
Callers, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? This is, ladies, this is Barry Lowe.
Hey,
Barry.
And also, we have another caller. We have
how
Barry
you?
And who?
Rodney.
Rodney. Hey,
yeah.
Rod.
What up, man?
Hey, what's going on,
hey,
guys?
Hey, nothing.
How you guys doing this evening?
Good.
I'm doing.
Good. We, T, you want to tell them what we're talking about here tonight?
Actually, we're just, it's like more like family, Dylan family-wise. You know, we also have Kia on the line. And we were talking about, you know, like parents, like, okay, Kia's situation, her father has been gone for 3 years. And she's feeling some type of way because her mother may possibly have a friend. And, you know, like she say, you can say she being selfish or whatever, but, you know, she doesn't really want to see her mom, you know, with nobody because all she used to is her father. So pretty much it's like, saying that, you know, what would you do if your children started associating with you because of your mate? Would you leave that mate alone to please that child?
Kia, it's been 3 years?
Yes. Kia, you still here?
Yes, it has.
You still, your mother got a life. Well, I mean, that's really selfish.
Like
I mean,
said,
I know that.
You know what? One at a time. I
listen to everybody's opinion, but right now, when it comes to this race, when it comes to her, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm selfish. I'm not denying anything. I'm selfish. When it comes to my mother, nah.
Kia.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Kia.
Right.
Listen though, baby girl. Listen. Listen real good, all right? I'm speaking from experience. My mom is no longer with me. It's been 10 years, yo. And it's the hardest thing to deal with. But let me tell you something. I wish and only pray that I could keep my mother happy and moving on with her life.
For sure.
Listen, yep. far as you, baby girl, for real, you already got a bond with that lady.
Right.
Ain't nobody breaking that. No man, no woman, no nothing. So if you feel in a certain type of way, think about how she felt all them years she had to raise you. And she did a damn good job, obviously, because you love her to death. But let her be happy, baby girl.
Yeah. Wow.
Let
now,
her
you
be
know,
happy.
I hear this. I hear what you're saying. It's not like I don't want her happy, and I see her happy because my mother stayed busy. That sometimes she's not, you know, vacationing. She's, you know, sometimes she'll go home to Carolina with her sisters, and she'll go down into the house down there, and then she'll come back. And then she does stay, my mother stayed very active. My mother stayed, her grandkids, she stayed very active. So it took me for a surprise when we were somewhere, and I heard my mother laugh, and I'm thinking maybe it was one of her friends, or somebody she was talking to, she was like in this little laugh. I said, oh, my mother is talking to. So I said, I walked up there, and as I approached my mother, I saw this man. I'm like, wait a minute, who's like, what? I got a little bit closer. I got a little bit closer, and I guess my mother saw me come. Oh, this is my baby. This is my last and my baby girl and my baby. Kid. He said, oh, how you doing? I said, hi, how are you? And I just stood there, and I wasn't rude. And I wasn't rude. I was just, like, looking at him like, where did he come from? And how did he get past my radar that I don't know about him? And
your mom trying to get her swag back, man.
Kia, check it. Would you rather have walked up on it and heard her crying? Because laughter is the best healer there is.
Yeah. I truly believe that.
There's a lot of men out there that can make women laugh. And y'all know what I mean, women.
I'm not knocking. Has he ever been disrespectful to you? Say it again.
Has he ever been disrespectful to you?
Oh no, we don't know him. She haven't seen him since they had a scholarship. And May, they had this big scholarship dinner that my mother, brunch that they host. And he's a part of another organization, but they sometimes work on different. And my mother just happened to see him. I haven't seen him in a minute. And, you know, I'm just like, well, she was telling me, but I know they exchanged numbers because I saw his number.
How many times have you snuck something over on your mother that she didn't know you were doing? You know what I'm saying?
Don't even compare that. What's different? You can't do that. I'm praying over the situation. I've been praying over the situation, and I'm serious. I've been praying over this, and I'm not.
You'll eventually get over it, Angie, and
I probably will. Like I said, when I have that fourth child, and she's probably, you know,
it'll take a little time.
And like I was sharing with my brother, because I had called him, but he didn't return my phone. I called him, because he's in Korea. He was like, I was like, well, guess what? I told all five of my brothers,
what I occurred that day. I was like, y'all won't believe what happened. It was like, what? I'm like, then my brother Kareem was like, well, what is she knowing from? I said, well, she's saying she knowing from blah, 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 blah. So this is your first time? This is my first time seeing him. So what is he, how is
so let me ask you a question. Does your mother know how you guys feel about the situation? Have y'all approached her about it?
Let me tell you, I don't even need to approach my mother. My mother already know I'm not gonna go for it. She doesn't know me like a book, Angie.
What you going
now?
You with somebody?
She already know, Angie. I'm a mess. My mother already know. Remember I used to always tell you, my mother always had to prepare me for Kia. Can we go here and you not say that one thing? I said,
oh,
if it ain't right, you know I'm saying something. Kia, this is going in. All right.
So
I already know me, Angie.
I'm
every bit of my father. I'm every bit of him.
So how you know it ain't right?
Because I'm not saying I don't know. It's the fact that I just don't know. But I'm just saying my mother told my sister this. She told my sister this today. So I guess when I get up there and see her, she'll probably tell me, oh, we've been invited to this cookout. I'm like, well, Ron, who's this cookout? And then she told my sister. She didn't tell me yet. So you know she probably tell you today. Because he had 6 kids of his own. I'm like, okay, what do you do all that?
Y'all join forces and become the Brady Bunch.
We are not joining forces.
It's a story of a lovely lady.
There is no point in being joint. Yeah, he has 6 kids. 4 boys, I think my sister said 2 girls or a wife, whatever. She said, yeah, but you have
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody's grown up now. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to work itself out. As long as y'all don't try to rock that boat, it's going to work itself out, believe me.
Okay, listen, Divas. I want to ask the guys one of the topics that we did. You know, we going to kind of like get on to something else.
Okay.
But Rodney and Barry,
yeah.
Why do you think some people show their true colors when an ex has moved on?
When what?
When your ex has moved on with someone else and that ex starts acting like really crazy and maybe stalking you.
Right.
I mean, I can answer that because a lot of times, you know, the grass is green on the other side, and if they know they got you in check and pretty much if they see you moving on, they don't like it, you know? And that's when they get threatened or whatever because, you know, it's good to, you know, give, but it's hard to receive. And like we always talk about on the show that karma's a mother. So a lot of times, you know, people, as long as they got you and the other exes are sitting there waiting for you, whatever, but once they start to move on, they don't like, you know, they don't like to get it back. They really don't like to get it back.
Wow. What would you say, Rodney?
Starts before she leaves.
Say what?
Start before she leaves because on the real, if you leaving, there's something already going on. You understand what I'm saying? Most
True.
Men don't want to deal with that, number one, so they stay and they deal with the abuse. Or whatever she's up to, and they'll live with that because, honestly, you got to love yourself, yo. It don't matter what she do. At the end of the day, if it's that good, she going to stalk you. And you is vice versa, so you know what?
It's
just like that. Love is love, man. And that's the thing people don't get. It don't cost nothing to love nobody.
That's true.
For real, yo. At the end of the day, just like us dudes do, we build these chicks up. And they build us up, and then all of a sudden, one of them let the air out of the other, and then they expect that person to walk away, and it's hard. It's hard for some people. Some people can walk away. It's easy. But there's other people who want to go get the gun and stalk you and sit out by your house.
It takes a really strong person to walk away.
You know
it really does.
Yeah, and what people don't realize is that sometimes they really, honestly, I think they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it's easy for us to look at that person and say, stop being stupid. But you don't know what kind of dreams that nigga done sold her, excuse me, or that woman done sold him, or what he done put
into
her relationship.
Right, right. You don't know what they was talking about. You don't know how the conversation went down.
That's
the
fact.
That's called a panty stew.
And that's like a saying that I always say, you be careful who whispering in your ear. You know, you be careful who's sitting at your table, who's whispering in your ear, because everything that's whispered is not true. So, you know, it's, I mean, you just got to be, use your own judgment when it comes to that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You
definitely have to be mindful. You know
you
what I'm saying?
You have to.
Hey. Some people just like to hear fake things, you know, sweet talking, and a lot of people believe that sweet talk stuff. But it's not
there ain't no sweet talking thing no more. That's
sweet nothing,
true.
Yeah.
There ain't no sweet talking.
Nothing. People like to hear that. It's sorry.
You know,
oh, you like, you do this and do that. People fall for that crap.
One at a time, guys.
But
sweet,
you know
sweet nothing boosts people's egos.
That's
what
all it does. But I mean, some people are so stupid, they fall for it.
Yep.
Yeah, but not only do they fall for it, but then they got their little friends who ain't got nobody. In their ear, like, oh,
that's the haters.
That's what you get when you run to the street and tell your girls all your business.
Tell all your business.
She ain't a real woman. And they act like they
on your side, but they really trying to stab in your back. Like,
and yeah, that's true.
You got your little friends back there telling you one thing, but yet they're giving him a googly eye. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a third eye always in the game. And believe it or not, people just don't want to believe that their girl would do something like that. Let me tell you something.
Denial.
I've been a part of it, and I've seen it. And it can't nobody tell me different about men. They don't care. But until women understand that they're just a notch under our belt and start respecting yourself, then a man is going to do what you allow him to do. So do you fool him? No, I don't. You are
right, Rodney, some females tell their friend because they think that their friend, they tell their friend their problems. Like, you know, especially when you have a roommate and, you know, you have a roommate, you telling her, you sharing with her because she knows the boyfriend and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, and you crying on that roommate. So that roommate know everything. That roommate hear you in the other room crying and hear you, you know, whatever, hear your little phone conversation and try to hear you whatever. But no one would think, just because, you know, you finally break up with him, who would think, which I think is a bad code of ethics between women, who would think like 3 years later or, you know, you get out of school 3 years later, all of a sudden, now the ex-roommate, or the roommate that you thought was your roommate, and your ex are dating.
Yeah, that
sounds
a little
personal. That's messed up.
Yeah.
That's mean, though, but she, like I say, real women, that don't fly. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, they have to respect themselves as well. They can't expect a man to respect them if they ain't respecting themselves. So
you know what? This way it comes in where you have some people who have unestablished relationships, meaning it's a booty call to him and it's a relationship to her.
To her, right.
You understand what I'm saying? Nothing is really established.
But
so if you don't have that establishment, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
But people
take that to the advantage, so they try to say, all right, this is my opportunity. When they see something else they want, oh, we wasn't in no relationship. But you've been spending all your time with me. You've been staying at my house, eating my food. We've been going here and there. Now all of a sudden you see something else. We ain't in no relationship.
So, T, you think that's a break of rule for women. That's a rule that you just don't break. Am I correct? Racist, am I correct?
What? Say that again, Kia?
Like I was telling you about the girl, the roommates, and all of a sudden, yeah, they broke up. But,
yeah.
You know.
That was grimy. That was ratchet. Very ratchet.
That wasn't even work.
Even though, okay, fine.
Yeah,
because
it's
you
like, well,
story,
I can't say what I want to, but
right.
She took
even
all your information
years,
and used it.
Right, even though it's been 4 years after college and everything, don't get me wrong, okay, fine, I hear that story. Well, it's been like 4 years. They haven't been together. Like I said, and I tell you about my cousin, and you know what? They're getting married in December, right? So the girl, I'm still friends with the ex-girlfriend. I'm still friends with her. Like, we're, like, really good friends. And, like, the new girlfriend, I see her in church. And don't get me wrong, I am very, I just walk right by her when I see her. And she already know how I feel about the situation. But, you know, you got those aunts who, like,
See, y'all was just talking about stalking. But, baby girl, I'm going to be real with you. She was already stalking your man.
From day one.
She had everything she needed.
Even though she was.
Well, wait a minute. She told her roommate, who's my, I'm friends with, that, because she said, like, she never liked him in college. She thought he was, like, whatever. And I really didn't recognize her, guys. I was at a family baby shower, and he brought the new girlfriend there. So I was like, oh, that's the new girl. When she came and told me, and came and sat right by me, she said, kid, you don't remember me. I was like, no. And when she told me she was Tyra's roommate, I was like, what? And I said, I knew he was going to come tell me because he know how I am. He know me and Tyra are like the prick of the prick. So, you know, he know we are tight. So I said to myself, oh, really? So
wow.
I did this whole 360, guys. I cannot bring myself. I'm cordial, but you won't catch me in a conversation with her. I'm cordial as far as, like, hello,
right,
everybody. I do not say hi. I would say, hi, how you doing? I say, hello, everybody, when I'm walking, whatever. That's about it. I told my mother, that's all she's getting is hello. Hello, good evening, you know, good afternoon, you know, that's all you're getting.
Well, I mean, you don't really owe her anything else anyway.
I don't owe her nothing. But, you know, family members think I'm being a little bit mean, you know.
People going to have their own perception of things. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I don't even pay attention to perception. I'm just like, okay, whatever.
But you say they getting married, Kia, in December?
Yeah, let me tell y'all something.
So how long have they been together?
Girl, I want to say a year. You know what, T, I don't know because I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, because where I was going with it, you know, because the same thing that she did, it could happen to her. Even though he married her, it doesn't mean that getting married doesn't mean that it's going to last forever. You know, I wish him the best.
You know what? That's something everybody, it's like, you know, especially my cousins, our generation, who, you know, who we like, my other cousins, like, you know what? It's just like when we see her and she got to come, like, to certain family functions, she's come or whatever. We, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're cordial. But she, when you see us in the conversation, whatever, and we laugh and we talk and whatever, it's, oh, y'all laughing, I love it. I said, they ain't laughing at we laughing at. We over there talking about them. So they ain't laughing at we laughing at. So, like, it's just
they laughing with you, we laughing at you.
Yeah.
Shoot. But you know what?
That's
and you know what? And I wouldn't even concern myself with whatever happens with their relationship is what happens. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing about it, Angie. That's the thing about it. I don't. You know, it's like, you know, it's like you know how you see people. Let me tell y'all one thing, and I've been trained, right? I see people and don't see people. You know how you see people and don't see people? And I think she gets to the point where, so I could be somewhere, and they're like, oh, yeah, Kid was like, you know, Kid was just up here. Or they come up to my house or whatever. It's like, I'm not there. I'm like, who up there? It's like, oh, what are they all? But I see people and I don't see people. I have always been great at that. I think I mastered that. I really see
well,
people and don't see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because the simple fact, I mean, like you said, you don't owe her anything. But my thing is, like you ladies now, there's no way in the world, and I don't personally know y'all, but there's no way in the world that I would want to deal with anybody that you have dealt with.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because you're not going to come and, like, bash this person that's
right.
Cool with me. You know, but a friend, a true friend, no, honey, I don't care if we was in elementary school together.
A true friend wouldn't allow it to happen.
Yeah. You know, I don't want nothing my friend have had. I don't. I mean, honestly.
Right.
And that's
true friend.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like that.
A true friend wouldn't allow it to happen.
And you know what the crazy thing is that what people don't get, a real friend goes back and tells them, but they just don't want to believe it.
They don't want to believe
true.
It. That's true.
But you know what? A real friend don't care if they hurt your feelings. They going to tell you the truth, whether it's good
because,
or bad.
Exactly.
Right. It's because of
it's
the
because
love.
Because you
exactly.
need to be aware of what this your mate or partner is up to. You know, because if he's trying it with me, he's going to try it with somebody else. And
right.
they're not going to care
exactly.
if it's your friend
karma
or not.
Karma waits in the front row. In her position, waiting for stuff like that to happen. Karma waits. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? So you don't, a lot of times you don't even
down.
Need to react. You don't need to say nothing. You don't need to do nothing. You know, you just sit back and watch. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you got that
word thirsty and ratchet that
yep.
go behind a friend's back. You know, and then try to be bad with it. You know, once you see them together or. They looking at you like, what? You know? Like, it's supposed to be A-OK. But wow. when I have a friend, I mean, even my associates, I don't even want nothing my associates had.
Yeah, well,
and
listen,
I would hope that
listen,
if
y'all
ain't when
together,
it comes
what,
to me.
You know, what good are you going to do me? Well, but when you can see a situation is bad and you still choose to deal with them, then that's you're just an idiot then.
I hate this beating around the bush and not being able to tell somebody because you, well, I don't want her. How are you hurting her feelings? See, you have to be sensitive. I don't believe in people being sensitive because you can't be sensitive and talking about somebody. It's just
that's
something
true.
About me, about being sensitive people. Sensitive? Well, she needs to know. Well, you know what? She needs to know. Because how could she be sensitive when 2 weeks ago she was sitting here saying, blah, blah, blah. Now you gonna, you think you're sparing her feelings? Please, you're not sparing her feelings. And stuff like
no.
that. I believe in just letting them know. So, you know what? Go to the horse. Well, why you say boom, bang, instead of he say, that's just too annoying for me.
You know, actually, you shouldn't have never said anything to me, you know, because you knew all along that you wanted him.
Exactly.
You know, right.
You know, right.
You already knew what your game plan was.
Oh, wow,
exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
They know.
That's
a thirsty and wretched female.
And male.
You know, because it go both ways. It go both ways.
All the evidence against you, yo. And all that time that she was sitting there, he probably was in her ear telling her that you were painting this and that and woo-doo-doo. And I'm being real. But if she was a real friend, she would have came to you back then and been like, yo.
Exactly.
You just don't fall and get married with somebody that quick like that. And I'm sorry. I'm just the sound of the that was some stalker stuff there.
Yeah, that was. And you know what? She probably was going back telling him everything that she was saying, and he was coming back telling her, and it was just a little entwine going on with them two.
They were actually
going against you from the rip.
That's why I'll tell my stories like that to a male before I was female.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I go to the opposite sex.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because you don't know really what's going on in the next female's head. We look for
the
same thing.
I got one true friend
that I don't
have
to worry about it because she's happy in the skin that she's in and with her man. So, you know, if I'm having some type of relationship problems, matter of fact, I would go to both of them, him and her, you know, because I know that I ain't got to worry about them even going to no other lengths. You know, and I can get a man's feedback
know who those friends are. You already had those friends are already set aside. I already know who I can call and rock with. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm not that thirsty to where let me call this one. Let me call this one. No.
Yep.
Before you know it, the story's going to be switched all around
guys,
up anyway before it get out.
And some of these guys are totally, and you know, it's nothing wrong with having a conversation. Let me tell you something. You can spot a conversation and you can spot something else type of conversation. You know what I'm saying? And y'all girls know how I am about my sports. Y'all know I go out and watch my sports. I like to hang around the guys, watch my sports, whatever. And I know a couple of guys, that's in a relationship. And then I see some of these girls who I know are just coming in. They don't know nothing about sports, but they coming up in the air, whatever, because they like this certain guy, and they know he got a girlfriend.
It's a hidden
agenda. And one thing about Kyrene, and I know that guy, and I'm going to, believe me, I'm approaching him, and I'm saying, and she's standing right there, listen to my conversation, I don't care. You know, she don't know nothing about sports, but she sitting up in here. What you think she up in here for? I don't care if she hit me.
Exactly. That's right. It's a hidden agenda. Now, listen, that goes both ways, too. Not just her. It goes both ways. Guys, and they will befriend you because they're looking for something. You understand what I'm saying? So that can go both ways.
The topic is stalker, though, right or wrong, though. She's telling you that she knows this girl's up to. This girl probably don't even know what a touchdown is. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, she already got her eyes on this person.
Exactly.
And you know what? Like people say, like people think. Let people
think.
You're
looking for a home run.
Not only that, though, this is how people think. They don't want to think about what's really going on, so they have an opinion of what they think. But honestly, you don't have to have a conversation to make somebody know what's going on with you.
Right.
What,
body language.
Understand?
Body
you
language.
Can look at the person, and y'all could just catch that eye contact, and he could give you that look,
you
like, disappear for a second, and next thing you know, he disappeared, and she disappeared. But at the end of the day, everybody thinks it's something else. They got to have a conversation first. No. It's a lot of ways to strike up that sexual conversation.
Of course it is. Of course it sure is. That's like
exactly.
that's like one of our that was one of our topics. Like when her flirting became going too far. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Yeah.
Flirt, sometimes your appearance can be enough flirt. You understand what I'm saying? But as soon as something exchanges, like body contact, eye contact, numbers,
yeah,
and all that stuff, that's when flirting has gone too far.
Yeah, I mean, that would be just like your mate, you and your mate not friends on Facebook, but he's friends with your friends?
Your
no.
friends, right.
Oh,
no,
my God.
That's not a good look either.
Oh, no, that's not a good look.
You
know. Oh, my God.
You know, your eye contact is more powerful than when you say something.
Wait a minute, one at a time.
It's definitely a problem.
Yeah.
Your eye contact is more powerful than saying
I'm
something.
I'm on Facebook, and I tell you right now, I'm on Facebook, and my wife on there, too. I can go in the house right now and go on my wife. But let me tell you something. People going to be people. But at the end of the day, I'm not worried about none, because just about the 500 people that might know me and might not know me, she got the same ones who think they know her. So at the end of the day,
that's
I know my wife. So you know what? I'm not going to second guess her. Because at the end of the day, I have no reason to, and she has not made me feel that way.
Right.
So
and you
that
y'all have that trust.
In the relationship too, when you don't trust, yo, it's hard, yo. It's
yep.
a hard life.
That's well, you know what? If you don't have no trust, you don't have no relationship, period.
Exactly.
If you don't have trust, you don't have no relationship. There's no need. If I got to question everything you do, there's no need of us even dealing with each other.
Being together.
Period. There's no need for us to even be together. Where you gone? Where you been? Who is that? No. If you got to do all of that, we don't need to be together. You understand what I'm saying? And you know in yourself what you trust. You understand what I'm saying? You can't dictate nobody else.
You know
in yourself what you trust. You know what I mean?
And I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a man, and I'm going to be real with you. I'm an older gentleman. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. But, Angie, you know me, and when I say this, you can kick me if I'm wrong. I feel like this. I have a very sexy wife.
Yes.
And I do not, let me tell you something, I don't answer her phone, I don't go on her pocketbook. I've been married 19 years. I don't do none of that.
Beautiful.
She want to go with her girls, go on. Because at the end of the day, it takes two to tangle. And if I feel like I can't trust you, why am I with you?
Exactly.
You're the mother of my children. You've never
sure.
made me feel no way
exactly.
in this world. So at the end of the day, I feel for some of the brothers, and I'm not sitting here asking y'all to give me no brownie points because I don't need them.
Right.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Yeah, our brothers fell off. Yeah, I can't explain to y'all why they do what they do and what we do what we do. I can't understand that. But at the end of the day, it takes a stronger woman than that man to make that man walk that line. Because if y'all ain't giving us no rules and regulations, they gonna run wild.
Exactly.
Not only that too, Rod. Like I said. People have to, you have to keep your man, or your, not just your man, your mate, period, interesting. You understand what I'm saying? Keep them interested in you. Don't give them no reason to go out there and want to look because the eyes wander. You understand what I'm saying?
Keep your mate interested. You're on the couch with your hair tied up all day long with some sweatpants on.
You're looking like a bum and all that. So what?
Right.
That's my man. Listen, your man likes to see a pretty girl every now and then. Listen, if y'all have that intimate moment, you go and put a little outfit on or something. Let's do this. Let's go. Are we going on a date?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You have to do these things to keep the spark in your relationship. You don't need to have sex every day. And it ain't all about sex, sex, sex. It's not all about
there
that.
There you go.
Because
you know
you're going to get tired of that same sex if you have it every day
all
day.
I want somebody to, compliment my man.
Yeah, listen.
You know, I ain't going to get upset. Unless
you're
going
to eat hard, I wouldn't
either.
You can hear on my wife all night long, yo. I don't care what you do. I know I do my job well. I'm not threatened, fella. Go ahead. You want to buy a drink?
Go ahead. That's
you
great, Rodney.
You are going nowhere. And you know what? My wife would be less of a woman if she even thought she was going somewhere.
Right.
I'm like, right. You know, I'm put 19 years into this. I'm telling you right now, I'm confident. And I'm going to keep it real with you. That's where us young brothers fall off. See, they get too confident, and they just fall asleep, and all of a sudden, just like the woman, you fall asleep. put the remote
but you,
down.
But you want people. You go. They go looking for different things in different people, not knowing you have everything you need right there in that one person. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes each other. It takes you and your mate to enhance each other. You understand what I'm saying? It takes me to bring something out of him, and it takes him to bring something out of me. Yeah, and you got to click, make that work, lock that in together. But when you start going wandering out here, there, and everywhere, you're not gonna get it. You're gonna be incomplete,
and you might as well
be a single person.
You wandering for the wrong reason. And
for
I think
the wrong
females,
reason.
I think there's females that can have genuine conversation. I'm all about a great conversation. Especially we at the football game, we watching the game, we whatever. It's no type of interest. We're talking. Y'all know how I am about sports. Y'all know we talking about sports. We in here, blah, 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 talking, whatever. And so a female can spot when a guy, now he wants to, like, go, you know, we should go out. Then you were like, you know, then you start, like, looking at him a totally different way. Or you was having a nice conversation talking about sports. And then they sit there and wonder, like, my sister laughing about my Facebook, because, you know, I'm just getting you so into, you know, on Facebook. My thing is, I'm up there for the sports group, and I'm up there for books. Yeah, I don't know if you got some, you talk about books and sports, I'm all in. I ain't listen to all that other stuff I don't even be bothered with. But,
right.
And then you get all these friend requests. I don't have, the people that I know on my Facebook, I know them. The people that's in that little silhouette, I don't know them. I probably know them that I haven't talked to them. They're not coming on because I really don't know them. I'm just like, you know, you got like 43 friend requests. Yeah, I got to get rid of that shit.
It'd be like because somebody knows somebody that you're friends with or whatever,
exactly.
Like, oh, let me get connected and all that. No, no.
Yeah. I don't think, what are we going to talk about?
Right.
If you're talking about, if you're talking about football, I'm down. If you talk about basketball, I'm down.
Right. You know, but like
you said,
a good conversation is a good conversation.
Oh,
you understand
good
what I'm saying? And you'll know if it's going somewhere other than what
exactly.
Y'all talking about, whether it's
exactly.
Sports, politics, religion, whatever it's talking about. If it goes far to the left, you already know there's a hidden agenda.
I already know. I spot that in a minute.
You know what you're there for, kid. You want that sports atmosphere. That's what you're there for. But you know,
exactly
like
I'm
you say,
for.
But you know, wherever you go, you got that. Wherever you go, you got some.
I'm not
you,
there for.
Men the same way,
though,
you got men the same way that don't know a damn thing about football, probably. But they
well,
up in there.
I spot them out anyway, too. I spot them out, too. So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're easy to spot. So, at the end of the day, let's be real. That's what these people do nowadays because there's no values in themselves.
And I agree with you. You know, but in a relationship, if you don't have the trust and loyalty, you don't have nothing.
That's right.
The communication.
That's right. And
you
have to have that. You have
to have
that trust. And listen, that's not to say that anybody has a perfect relationship because everybody who's in a relationship or has been through some things. You understand what I'm saying? If you're going through those things over and over and over again, then there's a problem.
You got to
understand what
man.
I'm saying? If you couldn't move on from that first issue that you had going on, and you still got it going on, then there's something got to be cut loose. Something has to change.
You know what I'm saying?
So, again, it's all in number one, what's established here in our relationship. And that's from the beginning. Number two is trust. If I can't trust you, then I can't be with you. You don't trust me, don't be with me.
Let me ask you guys a question. Say you just started talking to this female, you know, you high school, you started talking. You're in high school, maybe you're out of, say you're out of high school, Rodney. You know, you've been out of high school a year. She's still a senior in high school. So she got plans that she want to go away to college. But he got plans he want her to stay closer. So he come tell you, he couldn't use the word compromise. Compromise.
First of all, I'm going to tell you like this. You're still just a notch. See, he ain't really, he can't really mess with nobody his age because they're not going to fall for the little bullshit that he's sending. Excuse me, ladies. She's not going to fall for the bullshit that these little guys send out these words to these girls. See, he already got her trained like he love her, this and that. And you know what? At the end of the day, she don't see that her parents are trying to put her away and through school so she can have something and be something. But see, all he want to do is put a notch under his belt, maybe keep her close so he can pregnant her or something like that. I'm just calling it out, yo.
He was going to school here. He was going to school here because he didn't want to go away to school. So he was going here.
Why? You know why?
Like, so you got into the same school. Why don't you? So, you know, and then it's like, well, you know, of course you knew him because he was a senior when you was a junior in high school. So, you know, y'all been dating and talking to each other, whatever. You went to his prom. He went to yours, whatever. But now it's your senior year. He in college with us, your senior year. He wants you to compromise and come go to Rutgers because he's at Rutgers. And you like, what? I'm not going to Rutgers. Like,
wow.
You know?
Well, again, he doesn't trust her.
When I heard that word compromise, like, why you got to go away to school? Because I have always wanted to go away to school. And I was the type of person, I stay focused. I'm a very focused person. I stay focused on what I want. And that's just me. I don't knock anybody else on how well you want. If you want to take a detour, that's you. I don't take detours. I already know what I'm doing. So, you know,
yeah.
I was like, well, I'm going to Virginia. So he was like, you know, whatever. So after you graduate summertime, my summertime was awful my summer year, my senior year after I graduated. Because every time I would call him, you were like, yeah, I'm about to run up, whatever. He was always busy. So I know he had an attitude. And then I call him and say, well, you know, I'm going to come by. Oh, I'm not home. I'm so-and-so. So all of a sudden, that was the last time I made that phone call. I said, you know, I'm not gonna make a phone call no more. I'm done. And when I say I'm done, I'm done. Because this don't make any sense. You're gonna get mad at me because my plan has always been to go to school in Virginia or South Carolina. That was just all the two states I was gonna go to school. I'm not compromising, and don't tell me I have to compromise. I'm not compromising. I have friends who tell me, well, why you didn't compromise? I don't compromise. I don't compromise my education.
Listen. First of all, your life is not a compromise.
I was trying to get out.
He can do what he want to do with himself. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, you're still just going to be that notch. Because at the end of the day, if he cared about you like you said or he said,
exactly.
There wouldn't be a problem for you having to get in touch with him. There wouldn't be a problem for you just popping up. You understand?
Exactly.
Obviously, you're not supposed to be exclusive, obviously. So at the end of the day, if you is doing something, hey, look, man, follow your dreams, man. Don't follow.
Exactly. Thank you. Because you know what? Ronnie, other people didn't see it that way. Other people was just like, and believe me, like I always tell y'all, I'll listen to everything. I'm careful with whispers up in my ear and give me advice. Because I'll sit there and look, and I got this look when I look at people trying to tell me, like, Do you look at my face and see me looking at you like you sounding real stupid about right now telling me something like this? I'm not changing my plans.
Keep it moving. My plans are already set. Speaking on keeping it moving.
If he wants to be this way, then he can be this way. He can do whatever he wants to. But my association has been disconnected. So I'm done.
Right.
I'm sitting around.
Okay.
There's no way. Like I tell a lot of females, I don't chase no man. I'm not chasing no man. Are you kidding me?
Listen. Tonight we don't have diva mail. We don't have diva mail tonight because our other fellow diva is off tonight. But we do have other topics that we get into. We change it up a little bit where it's almost like general conversation or general topics or whatever. So we do have a couple of other topics that we would like to get into. So without further ado, I have a couple of questions. I'm going to read the questions off, and you guys can answer them however you'd like to. Now, my first question is, hold on, let me see. Okay, what would you do if your mate asked you to sleep with someone else just one time? Would you be able to trust them even if you said no? And do you think it has already taken place?
Well, you know, you really got some Jolly Green John, you know what, to even come and ask me that.
Right.
You know, and that's just disrespectful, point blank.
Right. Right. Well, you know what? A lot of people would think that, a lot of people would see that as respect simply because they came and asked you.
No.
Because they came and asked you.
No,
you know.
That's disrespectful.
Nancy, we don't know. I don't know if you're going to cheat, but I don't know nobody like that. I don't know nobody like that. I don't have no friends. I don't think any one of my sorority sisters. I don't know nobody like that.
I do. I know people that has done that. You know what I'm saying? That's real ratchet.
I don't know anybody like that.
That you have some swinging people. Swingers do that.
Swingers, if I ain't in no swinger relationship, don't come at me like that, seriously. Because I don't care how long I've been with you, I'm going to feel some type of way, and it's probably going to make me want to just, you know, walk away, because, like you said, 9 times out of 10, they probably already did it, and I feel like if you do it once, you're going to do it again.
Yeah.
If I allow you to do it
in
one
time, green light,
you're going to continue to, you know, if it's not the same person, it may be somebody else.
Now after the question has arisen, do you think you can trust them now?
No.
It'd definitely be hard, for real.
Yeah, it really would, you know, and I'm not the one that won't nobody up under me 24/7, and I don't want to have to, you know, ponder and wonder what are you doing, you know, when you're not with me. Are you out here, you know, making a success that you wanted to sleep with somebody? You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what? Believe it or not, it happens.
Oh,
you
I'm sure it
saying?
Does. Every day.
And
every day.
I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I haven't really given it much thought, even though I asked the question. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know I will never be in that situation. Yeah, I won't be in that situation.
Let me
ask a softer question then. How would you approach?
Wait a minute, Angie.
Someone that you're, huh?
See if the guys want to give some feedback on that.
Hello, gentlemen, are you there?
Hey, look, man. That's a funny question to me, but I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I don't think that many men haven't thought about that. But what I know for a fact they don't think about is the consequences after. You understand? They think, see, what y'all don't get about us, that's just stroking our ego for her to even arouse that question to us, number one. Number two, we feel right then and there that you're giving us an open line to go cheat.
Right.
Now, I'm speaking from a man's point of view. B, you could chime in and shut me down, but I'm going to keep it real with you.
That's why I wanted to hear your feedback, the guys.
At the end of the day, you stroking our ego. And now you know what that means, right? Now we think we the king of the lion's den. We can say anything now.
Yep.
Now we in the middle of getting busy, and all of a sudden you talking about, yeah, and this and that, and now she looking at you sideways like, well, why are you saying that? But then you saying to her like, babe, ain't this what you wanted?
Right.
So there's plenty of ways to test the water. You understand? Before you even get involved with that third person coming into your area, there's waters that you can test as a grown man. And if you test them waters and she allows you to keep sailing that boat down that river, then that's where you're going to go.
Exactly. Right. So let me ask you something. After you take your mate back from cheating, if you broke up with your mate for cheating and you end up taking it back, is that the same thing as giving them permission to cheat? If you were your mate and your mate was cheating and y'all end up breaking up for the cheating, because of the cheating or whatever, and then you accepted them back, Is that the same thing as you giving them permission to cheat?
Once you cheat, you cheated. There is no excuse for it. At the end of the day, it's the person who has to live with it and deal with it. You can forgive, but you don't forget. You understand what I'm saying? And some people are content with that.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, that's a tough question, because at the end of the day,
the reason I ask, because
is it
like
really,
I said,
is it really worth it to give it up?
Right.
Something that she's willing to live with. Hey,
right.
You got to ask yourself as a man too. Are you gonna be ready for the day that she decides to say, yeah, well, I got a pass because you did such and such? Are you
ready
for that?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, love hurts.
Well, see, you know what? I asked that question now, because that was something personal, because when my ex cheated, he cheated with this chick. He was messing with this chick, all right? So, again, I accepted him back or whatever, and this is the truth, man. So, no lies. During one time, me and him having sex, we were having intercourse. We was getting it in. He had the nerve to ask me, can he have her? Can he keep her?
What?
Y'all
talk about a mad woman? Y'all,
wow.
I couldn't even explain to you my reaction. I really couldn't. I couldn't explain to you my reaction. And you know what it did? It did make me bitter, but I saw men in a whole different perspective from that day on. No lie. And it caused me to act certain ways that really wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? So I checked myself. I had to check myself, bring myself back on down because, like, I can't give up who I am because of the way somebody else acts. You understand what I'm saying? I can't do that.
I feel you. I know you. But I'm going to tell you like this.
That right there, he was great.
Check this now. See, he then already ran that game on her, and she bought that shit.
She bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
You know what? He thought he was gangster enough, and he thought he knew you well enough that you was going to buy into the whole program, too. He was already had his plan in the works. I know you, so I'm going to keep it 100 with you. And you know how we get down. So at the end of the day, we keep it real. And you know what? He always knew that he had that over there. But see, the catch was is he had to put you, he thought he had you on the hook when you was in the moment. See, and that's where most girls fall victim to that moment. That ooh-wee moment. You understand what I'm saying? And that's when he hit you with it. But if you're a real woman or you respect yourself enough, that whole moment is blown.
Yep. Go on.
You might as well just get up, dude, because at the end of the day, I dried right up.
Like, cool.
You
really?
Ain't on the court.
Serious? Matter of fact, how about you get your stuff and bounce? That was total disrespect. I've never felt so disrespected and violated in my life.
That was humiliating, too.
Very humiliating. Really? So that means, hey, you, you thinking about this next chick. You understand what I'm saying? That's disrespectful. And I know myself, I got it better than that. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have me questioning myself. That was just a real idiotic move. You're not going to do that. It ain't happening like that. Guess what?
Right.
Guess where he is and guess where I am.
I'm going to keep it real because I got four daughters. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. I hope and pray that they don't grow up victims, man. And I'm going to tell you, when I say victims, I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, but there's really no guidance right now. And these dudes is reckless, man.
They have no sense of direction. They have no plan. No plan or nothing. All they worried about getting high.
I'm not trying to take care of no grandbabies, man.
You feel me? Yeah, listen. All they worried about getting high, getting laid.
I gotta let my girls and trying
to get a record deal. Everybody either gonna be a professional athlete or entertainer. Nobody else has any plans to really do anything else. You understand what I'm saying? And Rod, you know, my son owns a record for Long Island basketball. Let me tell you, that didn't faze him not one bit. You understand what I'm saying? He wasn't saying, oh, I'm going to the NBA. I'm going to the NBA. And guess what? He has the talent to go there. But this is what everybody else thought was good for him. Nobody asked him, what is it that you want to do? You understand what I'm saying? So if these kids have no sense of direction, that's my point anyway. No sense of direction. We're lost ducks in high weeds because who's supposed to run our country and stuff like that? You understand what I'm saying? When our kids are going to hell in a hay basket.
But you know what?
Now kids nowadays are so
disrespectful, and they don't even respect themselves. So you know very well how you expect them to expect an adult or a leader, you know?
You know, you really got to give them something, though. And I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I'm an older dude. I'm going to keep it real. But when it comes to the kids, that's one thing I don't play with. And I'm going to keep it real with y'all on this note. When I came up and when y'all came up, it was different. It was different. The community helped raise you. The community raised us. Now, let me tell you something. Right now, the community don't want to touch these kids in no way, shape, or form. And I'm not blaming the community, and I'm not blaming these kids. I'm blaming us as a people. What I see, I don't want to see. But at the end of the day, we have a lot of room around here. Let's put some Boys and Girls Clubs around here for these kids to do something. We want them off the street, but we give them nothing to do.
Right, and we don't give them any options.
A lot of these parents might not want to be involved in these kids' lives. But at the end of the day, instead of putting a liquor store on our corner, why don't you put a YMCA or a Boys and Girls Club or something like that? You know, let the community try to help the kid and give him a chance. But at the end of the day, all we do is stone these kids to death.
Yep.
Yep.
You know what?
They have nothing to do.
And if we ain't going to pull them out the environment they're in, then they're going to stay there, and that's what they're going to know.
That's why they follow so many rappers and ball players and stuff like that, because that's all they really see.
You understand, you know what y'all? It's a lot of people out here. It's a lot of kids. It's a lot of that still have that value in them.
That's true. I'm not taking
it
from all of them.
I'm telling you right now. I see a lot of. You know, because I'm so active in so many social groups and stuff like that. I have a passion. I have a true passion to try to fight literacy, because I'm telling you right now, it's just unbelievable how big literacy is in this country. It's just unbelievable. I have a passion for books. I love to read. I think, I've always been this drive to try to figure out why doesn't all our young kids that know how to write their names are not on the library card? I get my family members, why don't you have a library card? You need to put that in the library. You need to be in the summer reading program. You know how many family members I have signed up in a summer reading program? That was the goal. And for me, they're going to go to a reading program, and I check the library. The librarians, like most librarians in the neighborhood, they know me. I go, listen, let me know.
You're a blessing. But you don't realize, in some of these communities, just as easy as these guys go out and hand these flyers out for their little parties and stuff, that's why they have organizations right in the library where they need to also get out in their communities and walk around door to door and start handing these little things out. Hey, fill this out. You know, stop worrying about everything else that's going on inside the library. The real world exists outside of that library. And in order to get that real world, you have to go out there and touch them. You can't expect them.
They do. Let me tell you something. Certain libraries, they have these type of form and this type of function. They have a lot of stuff outside the library. They're geared to get kids off the street into these community centers, trying to, like, have them focus on. They have certain people where they have, like, Coca-Cola or GM, General Motors come and let kids know about engineering. Do you know if a lot of black kids, that they want to major in engineering, do you know they can get a free scholarship to go to school? Black engineering? You know what I'm saying? It's so much stuff out here that you have to know about.
Right.
You got to see a kid to mass stuff. Going to math, some of math camp.
They got to know about it,
that's one thing about my family.
Every day. They know where the basketball court is and, like, everybody.
Right.
Knowledge is power.
You already know that. Knowledge is power.
And you best believe we was on the basketball court signing up guys that was in high school for the reading program, like getting their names, getting their email address, sending them books, asking how many guys have read Malcolm X or Malcolm X, how many guys have read whatever, you know, come with it. And some guys have came to the library or whatever, get the book, they read the book, you know. So you have to go. I agree, you have to go out to the community, and we do.
Well, you know, and also, it starts at home. Yeah, first education is at home.
You understand what I'm saying?
And that goes for knowledge and books. Common sense, helping them exercise a little bit of common sense we were born with. All of that history starts at home.
Because you're not going to get it all in them books from school.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Now it's to a point where now teachers don't care, as long as they're getting their tenure and their paycheck.
That's about to change right now, and I think it's for the better, because I know.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about recertification. That's about to change right now. Next year going to be, I'm telling you right now, and I think it's great. Some teachers that I know don't like it, but you know what? It's going to push y'all on your toes, because you know what? Don't get the certification. Don't get this whatever. And guess what?
A lot of them
going to
lose their jobs behind it.
And
you know what? They really should. They have to stay up educated. You know what I'm saying? In any field that you take, once you get that certificate, there's plenty other that's after. That's why you keep going back to school. Get your doctorate, get your master's, get this and get that. You know what I'm saying? Because things are changing all the time. You know what I'm saying? Now, like what I was saying, we're dealing with a whole different breed of children now. A whole different breed. Of course,
every generation.
It's a whole different generation now. We would like it to be when we were growing up, where you did have a community that raised your kid. You get slapped by your neighbor, and then you go home, and you're going to get slapped again. Of course we want that. But now you ain't touching them. You can't even touch your own kid. You see they have been in court for spanking his child when his child cussed, but the judge threw it out. This just was on the news. They tried to lock him up and take his kid from him, talk about it was excessive discipline. He spanked his child because his child was cursing. He has to know that that's not right, and it has to come from his parent. You understand what I'm saying?
So, a lot of these kids is teenagers, and they already stuck in what they see in these videos, and they see it in the community, guns and this and that. You go pull up on one of these kids nowadays, you know, like that. You could have slapped me in my mouth and got away with it back then. But let me tell you something. You put your hands on one of these little kids, be prepared to lose your life.
Yeah, you got it right about that.
You
got to fight them.
You
got to fight their parents, or they're ducking the dog a bully.
Hold on.
We have none other but our other diva, Rachel, on the line. Rachel is in the building. What's going
Welcome,
on?
Welcome, diva.
Hey, Rachel.
Can
you can make it.
Can you hear me? Can you hear
me?
Yes,
we can. Yes.
All righty then. How's it going this evening? How is it going?
All right. We're having a very interesting conversation going on tonight.
All right. I'm here for the duration. I'm better late than never.
Let's do it. We're talking about our kids right now, you know, the kids today. You know, but I want to piggyback on what Rodney was saying about being smacked in the mouth back then. I remember I would get, the neighbors could spank me.
Yep.
And when I get home, guess what? I'm going to get another one.
Oh, yes.
Mama and daddy was there. You know what I'm saying? You better hope mama and daddy was there, because if mama catch you, she's still going to get hers. Then daddy's going to come home and get his. So you catching it.
You might as well go to bed. Don't even ask for nothing to eat. Just go to bed.
Go to bed.
That's considered abuse, because now they have to justify people's jobs. So if you if you spank your child, then and then you spank them the wrong way, then now CPS is stepping in. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
We didn't know what CPS and all of that stuff was. You understand? I'm not taking everything from them, because you do have some ratchet parents out there that just don't know how to be parents either.
That's true.
I'm saying? So we're not off the hook totally. You have some parents out here, again, scared that their child going to be mad at them, trying to be their child's friend instead of their parent. Like, listen, I'm going to always be your parent. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if you like me or not. I'm still your parent.
Half of them got other kids is a sad thing. So at the end of the day, you know that your kid has got a gun in your house, or guns, or whatever's in your house. You know this. But at the end of the day, you allow him to put everybody else in danger. Now, all of a sudden, things go sour, and all of a sudden, everybody feeling like, oh, this and that. No, she knew what was going on.
They're looking for somebody else to blame then.
And that kid right there, he's going to do what she allowed him to do. She puts no reins on him. He's probably giving her some money and this and that, doing his thing in the
street.
The school want to talk about truancy? We could never get away with the things they get away with.
Oh, my God. They don't even have truant officers anymore. I don't even think they have truant officers in the school anymore.
Yes, they do. Let me tell you, some towns here in New Jersey, do you know the parents get a fine and go to court?
I think in East Orange,
because my cousin was telling me she was in court, and then when the judge told her, they read the case, whatever, section CC, whatever, she said for truancy. She had two dockets sitting up there for both her sons for truancy, that she was in court, she had the answer to, and she got a fine.
At the end of the day, you're going to have to, I don't care who you are, how old you get, you're going to always have to answer to somebody. You understand what I'm saying? And see, that's the thing, that's the problem now. They don't think they have to answer to nobody. You're going to humble yourself one way or other. You're either going to the higher power or the lower one, which is either God or the devil.
But if you walk up in a situation, Don's and Divas.
We get ready to take another twist up in here, because since we have our diva Rachel, I think she has something for us.
Oh, yes. Deeper nail, deeper nail. Oh,
yeah, we go.
You got mad, mad, you got mad, mad, mad.
There's my introduction. Good evening, Don and Divas. Yes, good evening, Don and Divas. I have, we are, well, thank you, we are at the portion of our show where we switch it up a little bit, even if it's to switch the topic up. I haven't heard tonight's topic because I am better late, but than never, so I am late tonight. However, I am here, and we
better late than never.
Yes, yes, better late than never. We do have the twist in our show where we add our Diva Mail or finish this phrase. I have Diva Mail tonight, and away we go. Dear Divas, I am a married man for 1.5 years now. My wife and I have no kids, and we live alone together in this large house left to me from my great-grandparents. We've been here for the duration of the marriage, which means, I guess he's saying we've been in the house so far, but we hardly have sex. Oh, wow. We should have cushioned every room by now. We used to have sex all the time before we got married. So my question is, do you think married men and women have sex more than single men and women, or vice versa?
Well, I can't answer for the married part.
Me either.
But as a single person, you do it often. You do it a lot. I don't know what changes after marriage. I don't know. I can't answer that.
I've heard some married people say they do it just as much, too. I mean, you know, it's a problem somewhere, because if you was doing it that often and all of a sudden it just stopped, and y'all in a home by yourself, no. You're right. He should have christened every room in that house.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Hold on. I'm going to come to her rescue, too. See, I ain't just a dog like that. First of all, you got this big old house, dude, so I know you got a little paper behind all of that. So what I'm saying is that, okay, so things seem to be dying out a little bit. Ain't this where you're supposed to spice things up? Maybe go in that room and put some candles or start off with something a little romantic.
Right,
talking, but at the end of the day, you know, I've been married a minute now, and I'm going to be real. I hit that rut. And you know what? I blame myself. And for a long time, I was trying to figure out why I was like that. But at the end of the day, I did a lot of crazy things for this chick to get her. You understand what I'm saying? And I put her on the pedestal and did all these fine and doing all these sweet little things. And then all of a sudden, you just wipe that away.
You stop doing it, right.
Sometimes a woman might think that maybe somebody else is getting those things.
So, this is him writing the letter now.
You got to pull the security blanket away from her and do something that she don't expect.
Right. True.
And believe me, if y'all got that communication, within a couple of weeks or it could be the next night, she's going to do something to make you feel special. But that's not something that you get overnight. This is things you have to work at.
Right,
marriage is not easy. So if he thinks this is hard, my dude, let me tell you, I've been married for 19 years, and my wife probably worked overnights for about 12 to 13 of them. You understand what I'm saying? And you know what? When you do get that turn, you better make it special, dog.
Yeah,
I'm being real.
I agree.
She got a mate
You got to keep your mate interested.
Sometimes if
that's his wife, I'm sure while she's making dinner, she wouldn't mind him nibbling on the neck either. So put some kind of effort in, dude. You sound kind of lame to me. You know what I'm saying right now? Because you only a year and a half in, dude, and you going through this already? So
y'all supposed to be up on each other all the time, still.
Exactly.
Like,
and there are no kids.
With no kids, y'all supposed to be doing all kinds of stuff. We're trying to have fuck naked and all that. Come on now.
I'm going to find time for that. Because if we don't, one of y'all going to start looking elsewhere. So you know what?
Yep.
Keep interested, dude. I'm not trying to say you lame, and I apologize for that. But at the end of the day, stop making excuses for yourself, dog. There's plenty of ways to find out if your wife still loves you.
Right. You can straight up ask her. You can communicate with her. Y'all are supposed to be one now. Listen, go to her. Listen, honey.
Maybe
I don't know. Is there a problem?
Maybe he's one of those dudes that feel threatened, like if he do say something, she's going to think of him a certain kind of way. You never know. So it's a touchy situation.
Right, yeah.
But what I'm saying, try a little spice. That's all. Just throw a little curve at her and see how she accepts.
I'm telling you, a nice glass of wine, like you say, candlelight dinner. Just spice it up.
Just show her that, you know, hey, baby. This is what it is, yo, for the duration. Because you know what?
Unless it's to a point where...
One at a time, please.
Unless he got to the point where all he wanted was sex all the time and she got bored with it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
That could also be the issue. Like, come on,
really?
Do something different. Do something different. There's plenty of other things out there we could do. It may lead to sex, but at least the anticipation is there. You know what I mean? Like, all right, we went on a little date and all that stuff. Now I'm excited. Now we're going to go home and we're going to get it in. You know what I mean? All right, we in that room last
something.
Night. Now let's go in this room tonight.
And look, y'all ain't got no kids, so there's plenty of experimenting should be going on.
Thank you.
So Rachel, what would you say? What would you
say?
Communication
plays a major part in this. We must communicate at all times. Stay on top of your game. Sometimes in our relationships, in our marriages, we get comfortable. I can speak for myself.
Yeah.
I got comfortable. I got comfortable, and I had to let myself go due to, you know, stress, overworking, and, you know, whatever else may be. So I had to let myself go. I wasn't trying to look sexy. I wasn't trying to, you know, be cute. I wasn't trying, you know, meanwhile, that was a major part of what attracted him was I kept it spicy. I kept it, you know, going. I kept myself up. But then I had gotten to a point where I had just let myself go. All I wore was sweat, and I didn't go to bed looking cute, and I didn't even, you know, look at him. You got to keep yourself up. You got to, you know, communicate.
The same thing you got to do to get him, the same thing you got to do to keep him, too.
Exactly.
Hello.
You know, and then also there could, you know, things play a role such as, let's just say, infidelity. He had cheated a few times, and then I let him come back in, but yet I still looked at him some type of way. So, you know, I wasn't feeling like even having sex. I felt like I was dirty.
Felt dirty, right? Like, ew.
So, yeah, a lot of things play a major part, but I know and now... The person who I'm with Gordon and come to be in any relationship, I'm putting God first.
I know
and that's
better.
One thing I did not do in my marriage. I can't speak for everybody else, and I can't preach, you know, to everybody else and tell them what to do. I know what worked for me is put God first and know my self-worth, know what I deserve.
There you go.
Know that I am that queen that deserves a king, not that queen that deserves just that.
Yeah, have you chasing him around town and all?
Right,
like, come on, man.
Right.
If you don't see me as your equal, you might as well kick rocks. How about
but
that?
Right.
Like Rodney said
level
earlier,
of maturity where you don't look at. I wasn't even attracted to, you know. Right now, I'm not even attracted to the same type of person that I married. So you know, you just sometimes you just drift apart.
You grow apart, right.
Yeah.
But like Rodney said, first and foremost, you got to love yourself.
Yes.
You know, because there's no way in the world you can love or make anybody else happy if you're not happy with yourself.
Exactly.
And what you going to do for the next? Back it up, Mello.
Exactly.
You know.
So he don't love you like you can love yourself. No one can love you like you love yourself. That's the whole key here. Until you can love yourself, how the hell can you love somebody else or help somebody else if you can't help yourself?
And said,
I think the world of myself. I'm sorry. You can call me conceited, call it what you want. I think the world of myself and ain't going to let nobody bring me down from it.
There are insecure men out there.
I applaud you because that's what it takes. I applaud you because that's what it takes.
Me too. And unfortunately...
You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, there are males out there, and I'm using my experience in my marriage, that, you know, I unfortunately, I had to be in competition with this person. And when I did find
self-worth, when I found myself and realized that I am important, I love me, I am somebody, I am beautiful, mm-hmm. I am a queen, I deserve a king, he looked at me some type of way like he was jealous. You know, oh, no, you're wow. Who are you to be? You think you're all right. You vain. Oh, you worried about yourself. You're right, honey, because I am somebody.
I am
somebody.
Go. I
yeah.
got this.
There you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. I mean, you know, like you said, I mean, and it doesn't take a lot. You know, you got to love yourself from the
yes.
door.
Yes.
You know, you call yourself getting into a relationship, and when you start showing these crazy signs that you jealous because I'm loving myself, I'm always love me more than you will or anybody else will.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask y'all another question. How can you begin to forgive someone that has broken your heart? For anybody that's experienced.
Oh, in my experience, I'm still learning. I am still learning. I was bound, and I still am. I admit to that. I confess to that because I still feel like I need some answers. I need some closure. I need a sorry, an apology. I know that I'll never get that, so I'm in the process through me acknowledging the fact that I am bound by unforgiveness. I'm in the process of, you know, learning how to, but it's hard. There are steps to follow. You have to create that distance. Sometimes you have to truly be totally away from that person in order to be able to start to forgive. And
that's
unfortunately, this person, unfortunately, the person that hurt me so bad in my life is so close to me. I still have to deal with this person on a daily basis. So I'm still holding on to that. I'm still bound by that unforgiveness. I know that I need to have that person completely out of my life, out of my sight, out completely away.
Right. And you know what? That's from my experience as well.
Uh-huh.
From my experience as well, that happened to me, and I'm glad he moved away because it did. It gave me time to reflect. You understand what I'm saying? Reflect on myself, see what I was doing wrong, see what recognize what he was doing wrong, and come up with a solution now. You understand what I'm saying? So I sat back and I saw that the relationship itself was detrimental to our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized that I did actually get a wonderful, beautiful, smart daughter out of the deal, and I thank God for that. You know what I'm saying? But now I know, now that I haven't seen him, he hasn't been around. Well, he has came around, and when he did come around, it's like no hard feelings, anything, none of that came up when I was in his presence. That's how I know I was over it, and it didn't bother me not one bit. You understand?
I applaud
And it was a wonderful thing because it's like, you know what? I don't owe you nothing. You might owe a few dollars in child support. You might owe a few dollars in child support or so. But I'm good. He could have came in here with his woman or whoever he wanted to come in. It would not have bothered me not one bit.
Right.
Not one bit. I'm good with it. So it's like, I'm so over that.
I don't even know where to start on that one. You know, because how do you really start to heal? Honestly, you know, and I guess, you know, it's strictly up to the individual themselves, you know, of how they can handle that. A lot of people can handle it.
You learn to live with it. You forgive, but you don't ever forget. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people use that forget and they can just keep it buried. But then there's other people who you got to realize with yourself. Can you really live with this? Because at the end of the day, you got to say to yourself, I got to keep this buried. No matter how heated our argument or our conversation may get, if I really love this person, I'll never ever throw this at them. Because there's one day that he might hurt you so bad that you say, well, I did this. And you know what? You're right. You did. And you didn't have to. But at the end of the day, you did.
Right.
And you know what? It's a double-edged sword. And it sucks.
Yes,
it does. It sucks to get your heart broken. But you know what? I don't know nobody who lives life and not get their heart broken. And it's
that's
just
true.
Not
but you know, another thing, you can't take it into the next relationship either.
Right. Don't even start a new relationship if you're still holding on to that.
Until you healed.
Yep.
You know, because if you do, it's not going to work.
Because you're going to sit there and think, you know, am I going to go through
comparing this with him? You're going to be comparing the two relationships.
Yep. Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? Oh, well, I want that. Oh, you doing just like them. And listen, come on. This is just how you see things sometimes. A lot of times things are not going on that you think you see. You understand? Just because your mind is somewhere else.
A lot of women don't realize men have egos.
Oh, sure.
When you slap that ego real quick with some dumb stuff like that, maybe he wasn't even thinking on that level. Now you got his brain rattling, too. So now you're like, open that door. Maybe you overplayed this baby girl and thought that this girl was checking your man out. But that's what I mean by it goes both ways. Because I'm going to tell you, I go out with my wife, I'm not going to front, and I see men hollering at her. And I don't be rude or nothing like that, but I do make my presence felt, and I make it known.
I know that's right.
Very respectfully. But my
otherwise it's entrapment.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, my dude, I'm not going to sit here and approach something because I'm a grown man, first of all, and I know my wife. It takes two to tangle. But I'm going to let you know in a nice way. I'm going to say, my dude, she ain't got the time that I'm her husband, whatever the case may be. I'm going to try to put it to you real humbly. But my dude, don't get it twisted. You grab at her one more time and she puts your arm away from you. That's when hubby got to step in.
Now it's a problem, though.
Because you know what?
Now it's a problem because you're being thirsty.
Now my wife has told me, honey, you keep grabbing at me every time you disappear, go to the bar or something, he up on me or whatever. Okay, babe, I got you. Yo, check it, my man. This is the last warning for you.
Right.
Okay. And then I go to my wife, and this is real talk. I'll be like, yo, babe, let's just go. Because you know what? What's going to happen is I'm going to wind up digging him out, and I'm going to jail. I'm going to be away from my family. And you know what? For what? I was going home with this woman anyway.
Right. And he's not
worth it. Hello? I put wealth in here. So I shouldn't be a young man and want to indulge in that stuff, because at the end of the day, if you think my wife is like you do, you got to only imagine what I think. Thank you for letting me know.
Listen, that's why you'd have had her for 19 years.
And I go out and guys buy my wife drinks in front of me, and I laugh because I don't care, dude. I'm a grown man with four daughters. Yo, buy her a drink, you shaving me. That's something I could buy for my daughters, yo. I am going home with that woman.
Buy another one. Guess what?
You feel me? Run your tab up, nigga. I don't care. I'm not jealous like that, but at the end of the day, every man is not like that.
No.
Right.
Not every man is going to accept that. No.
It's called communication.
If you communicate with your spouse
when you go out, y'all know the rules and regulations. Let me tell you something, and I've been in situations, and I speak this to you. She can look at me, and I know that she's tired and she's ready to go home, or I can look at her and see that somebody bothered her, she want me to come make my presence felt. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's all about communication. You can love anybody you want to love, but if you ain't communicating, you ain't going nowhere, and that's what it's all about.
Communication. That's all you had to say. That ain't that hard. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I ain't gonna cut your head off. You know, but you can't really see what's going on in the next person's head. You can't see that. You can't look at them and tell them what's going on in their head.
You gotta already have this in communication. You gotta be in line.
You gotta be in line.
Exactly. If y'all ain't in line, then you already know what she's searching for, or he's searching for. Because if he ain't keeping his eye on the prize that he brought to the beach, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, come on, my dude. If you off looking for something else, well, you best believe something is checking yours out.
Yep. Let me ask y'all a quick question because you know the time winding down. How would you go about approaching somebody that you're interested in? What's an appropriate way to approach somebody that you're really interested in?
I think conversation.
Some people are shy and don't really know how to communicate like that.
You don't want that person. Ain't no such thing as being shy.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
You're right, because conversation can put you in
a
danger.
Well, we know you're not shy. We know you ain't got a shy bone in your body. We know he ain't got no shy bones. But you do have some people out there, you know what I'm saying, without you know, people getting the wrong message. You know what I'm saying?
Then you're missing out on something. And then the fact that that person, how is he going to know you're interested in him or you like him or something? Because you're being shy and you're not going to say anything. And then you got to go tell your girlfriend, well, I saw him today. But I was, ain't nobody want to hear that. I'm like, what? That's
going to
be a whole different conversation. You telling me that you missed your opportunity of talking to this guy that you see at this time and everything. I don't want to hear that conversation.
Look, you gotta let them know nowadays, because at the end of the day, a conversation will put you in the friend zone and she'll be comfortable with you behind her drinks, but that's as far as it's gonna go. She could tell you your secrets, or she could say, I like your boy, or this and that, but the whole time, you still in the friend zone. So nowadays, these girls ain't playing. You gotta hit them hard, otherwise they're gonna get you. They wanna know.
You definitely have to.
You gotta let them know what you there
I'm
for. You there for the whole conversation. She'll text you on Facebook for that. Come on.
Not no inbox.
They already know what it is. Let's be real. These girls nowadays is not built like back in the day.
Nah.
I just think, I have a question. I think, you know what, I've been listening to you all because, you know, sometimes it's just paid just sometimes just to listen to people's conversation about relationships and, you know, and things. So, you know, I laugh because my mother talk about my generation. And I'm a late 80s generation guy, so it doesn't faze me. You know, my mother says, okay, you don't know nothing. You haven't been, you know, you won't. My mother always talk about our friends. Like, she have girlfriends for 30 years for, you know.
Right.
We don't have friends. She's like, no, that's not true, Mom. No, we talk about good girlfriends that know, that been through each other through everything. You know, good girlfriends. My generation don't know nothing about that because we're too busy getting mad about one thing and another. But I was always the exception. I just didn't care about certain things. And
right,
then when I look
right.
at, you know, when you go out and guys get so surprised, it's just like mouth open, so surprised, and you ain't dating nobody. I'm like, what?
When you get ready, you will.
I'm looking at guys that were just literally just like, say, kid, you lying. You ain't taking nobody. I'm like,
I get the same thing. I get the same thing here. I get the same thing.
Are you kidding me?
And then,
like,
you know,
you
have no husband? No, I don't have a husband. I don't have a boyfriend.
Well. What is, like, you know, you get thrown, like, you know, they sit up and, like, I'm like, my thing is, and I love a man with a great sense of humor. I do. You have to have a great sense of humor for me to even come through a conversation. I just don't think I just talk sports. I just know a lot of stuff. I'm just well-rounded. I've always been that way. I'm a military kid, so I've seen a lot of stuff. I travel. I'm just well-rounded.
Right.
Don't get thinking just, you know, it's all about that and everything, but I love a great conversation. You're talking. All the other stuff, I don't care about. I'm not for all that.
Right.
And I think my mother always say, my auntie, I like it, this, you know, old soul. You know, all that little other nonsense. I'm not for a lot of nonsense with God. I'm not for a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, my daughter's like that. I'm done.
I'm a one-time, I'm done. You don't ever have to worry about me dialing your number again.
Right.
And don't dial my number, because it's like, you know, I know how to ignore somebody really good.
Well, see, you know what it is? People paint themselves to be different than what they really are nowadays. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody has to be at this certain status, this certain standard. Instead of being who you are, being truthful to who you really are in the beginning, then now you're living a lie. You know what I'm saying? Of course, if they're a bum, they're not going to say they're a bum. You know what I'm saying? You meet somebody out of a club or somewhere.
But you know what?
Nine out of ten times, they're wearing their friend's shoes.
Let me tell you something. That bum can have the best conversation that night, though. You can sit there, and I'm not all about. I'm just for great conversation. I'm not looking for no relationship. You got a conversation, I don't care about if you. That's not my thing. I'm not. I'm not raised that way. So you know, I just like to sit around. And, you know, I had talk sports. We'll talk sports. Talk about I read that book. You know, blah blah blah. You know, and stuff like that. Like, no, you know what? Let me tell you something about that book. I can go in-depth about a book. One thing I have learned, guys, I read a lot. I always said you read a lot and stuff. People throw something at you. You'd be like, dang, what is – you know, just like they throw something at somebody and misquote something out of the scripture. You'd be like, dang, what is that? Like, you know what I already know.
Like they said, real eyes.
You already know because you're like, now why did you misquote something? And I hate when somebody misquotes something. That is not what it says.
Mm-mm.
And then you try to, you know, I'm like, that ain't what it says. And, you know, I have always, I love to listen to people talk in conversation, especially, you know, sometimes me and T talking, whatever I hear, like, you know, just listen to the conversation, and especially, I have two sisters, I have two older sisters, and my older sister, the one that's here, believe me, I don't take any advice from her, God knows, I don't know nothing, not one piece of advice from her, not, my other sister, I'll listen to what she has to say, but yet it's still, there's no substance. You know when somebody give you something that's substance? You want somebody to give you something where you can take it for the week.
Right, where you can take it to the bank.
You can take it and run with it. When I look at them, you know, I had three sisters, but I lost one, so I got these two left. So, you know, you growing up with three older sisters, but I got two now, and you listen to, like, conversations that they're having and things like that, you're like, how the hell am I related to them too?
Unfortunately, Dons and Divas, you know what I'm getting ready to say. Time is of the essence. Indeed it is. And this is where we go around the table and let everybody have their final thoughts. Kia, you was first, so ladies first.
You know
anyway. Ladies first.
Great, you know, I'm so glad I left that time enough to leave early to, you know, to get back on this side, listen to everybody's, you know, input. Rodney gave some input. You know, it's stuff that I
very
still have
much.
To, you know, I had to pray about because, you know, some stuff I'm not ready to, you know how you're not ready to let go and you know it's right, but you're like, you know what, I got to pray about it. I gotta just still pray about it. But you,
and you're
going to
be all right.
Yeah, and I listened to the conversation, and, you know, you girls were just talking about relationships and stuff like that, and, you know, your heart being broken and stuff like that. So, you know, sometimes I'll just sit back and, like, listen and be like, yeah, and things like that. But
yeah.
It was a great show, as always, you know.
Thank you.
Continuation from last week. And you know what? I always thank God for my right mind. I wake up thanking God for my right mind.
Oh, that's right.
I thank him for my right mind because it's just something about having a sound mind and be able to think and be able to think for myself instead of having somebody think for me and putting words in my mouth. You can never put words or anything in my mouth. But great show, ladies. You know I enjoy. You know I enjoy Wednesdays.
Thank you, Kia, for being
thank
a big
thank
caller.
Thank you.
Barry, you still here? All right, I guess he's going. Rodney?
Yes.
You have a final say of the topics tonight?
No, you say just love yourself, man, and follow your dreams, kid. You know what I'm saying? And just believe Mom Duke going to be all right, yo. She ain't get that old by being a fool. You know what I'm saying?
I know, to believe
that. At the day, I just say just love yourselves, man. Just love yourself.
All right,
life
now.
Life is too short. Life is too short.
Word is on. Great encouraging words, Rodney.
Thank you, ladies. I thank you for another good night. I needed that.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you
for
real.
And
okay.
Give me a
Rachel
call.
Or Angie?
I got you.
Oh, Rachel, you want to go? Me?
I'll go. Sure enough. First and foremost, we already know I've got to give thanks to the higher because if there were no higher, there would be no us. Our higher power is who runs the whole thing. And next, our CEO and our executive of GQ Palace, we love you, Richard Lavina, and all of the other hosts and co-hosts and all of the callers and listeners. Nice callers. Thank you all for calling. Nice listeners. Thank you all. Great show. Pardon my tardiness. And my divas, T and Angie, I love y'all. Great show.
I love you, too.
I'm passing the mic.
All right.
Angie.
I have been tagged. In a nutshell, Rachel pretty much just sums it up for me as well. Thank everybody for calling and listening. And we'd like to for y'all to press that one and get in on the topics next time. Every week we got things going on here at the Diva Squad over here at GQ Palace Radio.
thank our CEO and our exec, Rich and Lavina. They do big things for the GQ Powers Radio. As far as our topics and stuff go tonight, listen, love is a very sensitive thing, and that goes for anybody, and it shouldn't be taken lightly. So, love from your heart, not from your pockets and stuff like that. If you could spend a little time and all of that stuff, and let's teach our children, which was a part of our topics tonight too, not letting our children go astray. So, you know, grab a hold of your children. Grab them by the neck, by the hand, however you got to grab them, and hold on to them. You know what I'm saying? Let's not lose them to our streets and all the negative, to the internet or anything like that. And I appreciate you all. I love all my divas and Rich and Lavina too. And thanks to our callers and our listeners. And I will holler at y'all same time next week.
All righty then.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like Rodney say, you got to love yourself first and foremost before you can love or be happy with anybody else. You know, if you're not happy with self, then, you know, there's no way possible you can make anyone else happy. And as far as our kids, it takes a village to raise them, as we know. And like you said, and we got to hold on to them and lead them and guide them in the right way, you know, not the wrong way, and encourage them constantly, you know, to do the right things in life.
Yeah.
And anyone that has Diva Mail or would like for us to read anything about, you know, or topics, questions, whatever you have, you can always send it to one of us divas, or you can send it to GQ, which is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And as you know, we have come to the end of the show. Always thanking our callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. GQ Palace doing big things. 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. Thursday, reality and relationships with your hosts, KL and Tiffany Belvin, from 8 to 10. On Friday, love and entertainment with our very own CEO, host Rich Money, from 6 to 9. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, with our executive producer as host, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her is Crossroad Temple with your host, Timmy Scribby Hunter, from 9 to 10. Mondays is Unsigned Artist Radio, the host varies, from 8 to 9. Immediately following that, Love, Life, and Loyalty, 9 to 11, with Deanne Lane. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, with the host, the mayor.
Shout out to the mayor.
And we're right back on Wednesdays. You're right back with us, Love Fantasy, with the Diva Squad, from 8 to 10. And I'm wishing everyone a blessed rest of the week. Be safe, stay cool, stay hydrated, and definitely check on the elderly.
Yes.
And with that being said, we are out of here. Love you guys. Love
This is Elias, and you're listening on GQ Power Radio. Follow me, yeah, follow me.
Love Fantasy. It's butter, baby. It's butter, baby. It's butter, baby.
We ain't going
Diva
nowhere.
Squad. Diva Squad. Diva.
Not a worry in the world. Not a single care. Let's dance. Let's dance.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and yeah, you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and yeah, you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and yeah, you know it, clap your hands.
Move to the left, y'all. Move to the left.
see you groove. Do your moves. Do your dance. Do your steps. Hey. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Woo. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the right, y'all.
Your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.